It is not just the size of the building that displayed the opulence of its owners, but also the number of servants, carriages and horses. This building that you see now is called Aryspakulchaga Chikia, or Little Aryspakulchaga. This was the servants' and carriages' entrance attached to the palace. Let us continue walking slowly to the end of the street. I'll tell you a story. On being founded as a chartered town, it was divided into plots of 12 metres by 16 metres. Each plot had a house and a small back garden cum vegetable plot, with the basement used as a workshop, hen house and even pigsty. The first houses, about 60, were built of wood but later made of stone due to the fires resulting from the wars or simply because of hearth fire accidents. Look at the last house on the left. You can clearly see that it was made of two kinds of stone. The old stones show the original dimensions of the building, and the newer ones its subsequent enlargement. This was due to the fact that the increase in population also obliged an increase in the size of the dwellings. Observe also the ledge of the house, the small arch and its pedestal. Their stones are even older. In fact, they were part of the original town walls, which the house incorporated. Right here was the gate of San Anton, entrance to and exit from the town via Campo Street, which led to the town of Durango, and for some, a new life. We're going to go right here. Arequicalea awaits us.